29. Wikipedia censorship of 9/11 evidence and legal action. April 26, 2010. Most of our faults are more pardonable than the means we use to conceal them. François Duc de la Rochefoucauld, Maxime, 1665. On April 8th and 9th, 2010, Abraham Hafiz Rodriguez posted a Wikipedia page describing the research of Dr. Judy Wood. He included reference to Dr. Judy Wood's Ketam case against NIST contractors, and he referenced her qualifications. The original page was moved shortly after the original posting and was deleted shortly after that. Another page was created in 2007, but this was also deleted shortly after it was created. Mr. Rodriguez appealed the deletion, but he was finally blocked from discussing the matter. However, this really shows the true colors behind Wikipedia's agenda. They will not accept articles on certain subjects and data, even when they are truthful and accurate and of great importance. The result is that vital information is kept hidden, and a false view of reality is created. Abraham Hafiz Rodriguez, the poster of the article, comments, quote, "The thing about Wikipedia is that monopolies form very quickly between the administrators. Meaning, if one administrator opposes the article I post, he can easily convince and recruit other Wikipedia moderators to join in the censorship, regardless of how they feel about it. They simply will agree with him, because they have formed a relationship, so it only took one or two close-minded administrators to convince roughly 5 to 10 to go along with the censorship. And any time I tried to appeal, it was shot down by the same group," unquote. Other 9/11 researchers and Wikipedia. Kevin Barrett, Steve Jones, and David Ray Griffin have their own Wikipedia pages. They have not been deleted. Clearly, Wikipedia defends the official story of 9/11, so these pages will likely not be entirely complimentary. But why have their pages not been deleted in the same way as Dr. Judy Wood's page? Readers can draw their own conclusions. An example of other Wikipedia censorship. Wikipedia has a proven track record of censoring or misrepresenting many of the most important topics which threaten to overturn the current scientific, economic, or social paradigm, such as those relating to the Star Child, and the person who has done the most to promote understanding of it, Lloyd Pye. Partial text of original article. Note, this is from memory. Wikipedia deleted it before any of us saved the exact posting. Dr. Judy Wood, Ph.D. Dr. Judy Wood is a former professor of mechanical engineering with research interests in experimental stress analysis, structural mechanics, optical methods, deformation analysis, and the materials characterization of biomaterials and composite materials. She is a member of the Society for Experimental Mechanics, or SEM, co-founded SEM's Biological Systems and Materials Division, and served on the SEM Composite Materials Technical Division. Dr. Wood received her B.S. in Civil Engineering in 1981 and her B.S. in Structural Engineering in 1981. She received her M.S. in Engineering Mechanics or Applied Physics in 1983 and her Ph.D. in Materials Engineering Science in 1992 from the Department of Engineering Science and Mechanics at Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University in Blacksburg, Virginia. Her dissertation involved the development of an experimental method to measure thermal stresses in bimaterial joints. Dr. Judy Wood has taught courses including experimental stress analysis, engineering mechanics of materials, strength of materials, and strength of materials testing. From 1999 to 2006, Dr. Wood was an assistant professor in the Mechanical Engineering Department at Clemson, South Carolina. Before moving to Clemson, she spent 3 years as a postdoctoral research associate in the Department of Engineering Science and Mechanics at Virginia Tech. One of Wood's research interests is biomimicry, or applying the mechanical structures of biological materials to engineering design using engineering materials. Other recent research has investigated the deformation behavior of materials and structures with complex geometries and complex material properties, such as fiber-reinforced composite materials and biological materials. Dr. Wood is an expert in the use of moir interferometry, a full-field optical method that is used in stress analysis, as well as materials characterization and other types of interference. In recent years, Dr. Wood and her students have developed optical systems with various wavelengths and waveguides. Dr. Wood has over 60 technical publications in refereed journals, conference proceedings, and edited monographs and special technical reports. Dr. Judy Wood started to question the events of 9/11 on that same day when what she saw and heard on TV was contradictory and appeared to violate the laws of physics. Since that day, she has used her knowledge of engineering mechanics to prove that the collapse of the World Trade Center Twin Towers was not indeed a collapse, but in fact indicated the use of some form of energy heretofore unknown.